broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
We're not the Stepford party. You know, people have strong reactions and human reactions. And, you know,
outside of the set, like 3 feet from this door.
Are you okay?
No, I'm pretty far from
the... when you were judging, very kindly judging red faces.
You know. So, Savannah Guthrie, you were White House correspondent.
I am.
The White House has sent out a statement regarding...
You brought a loaded gun. Was your gun loaded today?
Perverts put out.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is the Phil Hendry radio show, One Step Beyond. And on our program tonight, all kinds of news and the most, well, the most talked about news, the naming of President Obama as this year's Nobel Peace Prize winner, the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize laureate. So that is at the very top, and we're going to be talking with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Larry is also a part of the effort, shall we put it, to have President Obama at least explain his status as an American resident slash citizen. So when we talk about birthers being perhaps outside the mainstream, and that's putting it kindly, be advised that they are very serious people. They take themselves very seriously. And Mr. Grover is going to be on to talk about President Obama's victory in the Nobel Peace Prize balloting in that context. Also, the CBO has reported that limiting medical lawsuits could save $41 billion. And here's the rub. They think, well, I shouldn't say they, because the CBO has no opinion, but there are some in the news media who think that's a really big number. $41 billion. They think $41 billion is a really big number when you put it up against $2.5 trillion. Forgive me for laughing, but $2.5 trillion is the annual cost of health care in America, and $41 billion is the big savings we're going to get, limiting medical lawsuits. So, yeah, again, forgive me for laughing, but I can't, for the life of me, and the reason why that is a news story, folks, is because they say that that number has changed, that they thought it was much, much less, and it actually is a lot more, and they're very, very proud to tell you that they've discovered this discrepancy, and hey, well, it may be a lot more, but the fact is that it's still a drop in the bucket when it comes, in my opinion anyway, when it comes to the $2.5 trillion every year in health care expenditure. Larry Grover, Conservatives of Kern County. Larry, welcome.
Always good to be with you, Phil. Thank you.
So you got the news last night about the president about the same time we all did. Were you awake?
I was. As a matter of fact, Phil, I had just returned from a dinner that we'd had for a couple of friends, old friends of ours that we'd gone to school with and are moving to Europe to do some, set up a new business. And so we'd been over and having dinner. We got home late, mother and I, and we had flipped on the television set. And there was the news. And then, of course, my reaction was the same as everyone's. The universal reaction to this, the universal reaction to President Obama winning the Nobel Prize, I think, has been negative.
Well, you can't say it's universal, Larry.
Oh, I think you can.
No, you can't say it's universal, because I did hear a number of senators, obviously they're Democratic senators. I also heard Senator McCain saying some very gracious things during our pre-show when we were auditioning a lot of our audio, and people will listen to it. As a matter of fact, I've got the audio right now, and we'll play it. And you'll hear that there are there's a smattering of opinion, both positive and negative.
Well, look, you're talking about Senator McCain, who's a very gracious man. Everyone knows Senator McCain is a class act. And he also genuinely likes the president. I think he likes him as a man. And I will give Senator McCain his due as a classy guy. And we can all agree that Larry Grover and people like myself are not the classiest acts in the room, shall we say, because I would not, were I Senator McCain, have responded to Barack Obama winning the Nobel Peace Prize in quite as gracious a manner, I don't think. And let me tell you why, Phil.
All right, before you do that, I want to get to some of this audio, because we've got the president responding, and we've got some other people responding.
All right, but then I want to give you my reasons, because, I'm a guest on your program, and I want to make clear...
I know you're a guest.
Yeah, but I want to make clear that this Nobel Prize further legitimizes this man's presidency at a time when a lot of us are trying to get the American people to see that he may not be a legitimate resident of the United States of America.
And you're still going to push that point home, huh?
Of course I'm going to push that point home. As long as there is a question about where this man was born, of course I'm going to push it home.
Even though you've got people like Lindsey Graham in your party...
Lindsey Graham is an institutional government. He is a government manufactured Republican. He's not a conservative.
He's not a conservative. You don't think Lindsey Graham's a conservative?
I most certainly don't think that he's a conservative in the sense that I'm a conservative. A conservative is someone who, no matter what, is going to stick to his principles, even if people are laughing at him. And I can tell you that in my lifetime, I've had plenty of people laughing at me for a lot of things, and it has never stopped me, not once, from pursuing the things that I think are right. And I think that this fight to find out whether this guy was born in the United States or not...
By this guy, you mean the president?
Yes, I mean the man that they're calling the president, yes.
All right, before you do any of that, I want to get over to the reaction to the Nobel Prize being won by Barack Obama. Here is the President of the United States, and he is talking here with reporters and responding to not only their questions, but giving his initial feelings as to this win.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee
now, that is not
has
the president. Excuse me. That isn't the president, okay?
Yeah, I was going to say that. Although if you said that was Obama, and people would have said, you know what, maybe he is from another country, because you can see that was the, wasn't that the Nobel guy?
That was the Nobel Committee. Let me get to Obama's reaction here, and then we will... It says Obama reaction, but God knows. First of all, this is the Nobel Committee making the announcement.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided that the Nobel Peace Prize for 2009 is to be awarded to President Barack Obama for his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between peoples. The committee has attached special importance to Obama's vision of and work for a world without nuclear weapons. Obama has, as president, created a new international climate. Multilateral diplomacy has regained central position, with emphasis on the role that the United Nations and other international institutions can play. Dialogue and negotiations are preferred as instrument for resolving even the most difficult conflicts.
Your comment.
Well, I would just say I think it is a sad day for the school children of America to listen to the description there of Barack Obama somehow limiting the development of nuclear weapons, and to use a saying my mother uses, he hasn't even gotten his bags unpacked. He hasn't even gotten his bags unpacked, and he's limiting nuclear weapons.
Well, again, I think he's speaking as to what they call the promise. Here again, commentary from, I believe this is the Nobel Committee. This is cut number two. This is Mr. Jagland, by the way, Thornborn Jagland, and he continues his praise of Barack Obama.
Only very rarely has a person to the same extent as Obama captured the world's attention and given its people hope for a better future. His diplomacy is founded in the concept that those who are to lead the world must do so on the basis of values and attitudes that are shared by the majority of the world's population.
Oh, we just put some music on the air, and I didn't mean to do that. All right, so that let me get Larry Grover back on the line here to talk a little bit about what we've just heard and how he feels about that. Larry, you just heard the chairman of the Nobel Committee. And we're going to get into President Obama's responses, but he's been awarded this Nobel Prize. There's obviously no taking it back. You feel it legitimizes his presidency, but most people accept him as the president. Aren't you a little bit out on a ledge here?
No, I'm not out on any ledge here, Phil. I speak for a lot of Americans when I say that right at a moment when a lot of us are simply asking the question, all we want to do is find out, where is that birth certificate? What? Why doesn't he show the...
Larry, he has... The state of Hawaii has produced a birth certificate.
Why haven't they showed the certificate of live birth, which certifies...
Now, I don't know the difference.
You don't know the difference? Most Americans don't know the difference. Whether this guy... And now, and I, you don't want me to call him this guy, all right? I appreciate that. You want to have respect because you do accept him as President of the United States. I don't. But the but Obama is now institutionalized with this Nobel Prize. I would put this thought out there before you if you say anything further, Phil. Obama was in Copenhagen, and he easily could have conferred with individuals in Scandinavia, and he could have, at that point, been given the word that he'd won the Nobel Peace Prize. And I'm sure that when he came back here to the United States and he told everybody that the Olympics were not coming to Chicago, and people reacted as disappointed as they did, I have no doubt in my mind that Obama had a big laugh.
What do you mean a laugh?
I think he laughed himself, laughed himself silly because... He was able to know he had the Nobel Prize wrapped up.
All right. Well, you're saying a lot here, man. You're saying that he went to Scandinavia. He knew he had the Nobel Prize. This further institutionalizes his presidency. So your fight to prove that he isn't really an American just got tougher.
It got tougher, but it also puts the American people on notice. Look at what they did. The Europeans are now electing presidents, not us. We didn't elect him. The Europeans did.
We elected him, Larry.
We elected a man that we didn't know where he was born. So the Europeans have just decided to legitimize him.
All right. Larry Grover is with us here. Our number 877-876-PHIL. As he talks about the Nobel Prize, and we're going to have more audio. We'll also have the response of the president to this prize. If you want to weigh in with Larry, 877-876-PHIL, as he's talking about the Nobel Peace Prize going to President Barack Obama, Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County. Coming up, we do have comments from the president. We've got a series of comments from members of the media, including Chris Matthews, Joe Scarborough, and others. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
Phil, Larry Grover joins us from Conservatives of Kern County. Larry is in Culver City, California. We're talking about Barack Obama winning the Nobel Peace Prize. You're a conservative. The uniform response from conservatives was negative, but also there was a great deal of response, I think, from so-called liberals, if you will, or people who are supporters of the president, that was also negative. And so to that extent, I suppose you've got some credibility.
You say I've got credibility. Can I interrupt for a minute?
Go ahead.
You say to that extent I've got credibility because why? Because liberals agree with me? That is beyond that. That's insulting almost.
No, I'm not saying that you have credibility because liberals agree with you. I'm saying that it's not just a right-wing thing. But my question is the following. You're taking it to the extent that this hurts your efforts at proving Obama wasn't born in America.
Let me tell you something. People can talk all they want about President Obama winning the Nobel Peace. I don't really care one way or the other. I wouldn't care. If he were the legitimate President of the United States and he won the Nobel Peace Prize, I would say, at that point, I would then say, all right, let's look at that. What has he done to... But I'm saying that by giving him the Nobel Peace Prize, The Scandinavians are telling us who's going to be president and who isn't. And
how? Where are you getting that, man? How are they?
Because they're legitimizing the man by saying, whatever you think about where he might have been born in the deepest, darkest. And forgive me, I don't mean when we talk about Africa. You know that I'm not being racial.
Well, when you say deepest, darkest Africa,
what I'm saying is, and please don't make this about something that it isn't, Phil. I'm saying that,
well, if you use the phrase, he was born in deepest, darkest Africa, it isn't me.
I'm just saying the guy might have been born, all right, suppose he was born on a crater on the moon. When this group of Scandinavians, and remember that these are Scandinavian intellectual leftists, a cabal of Scandinavian intellectual leftists, decides that Obama's going to get the Peace Prize, and then what you've got is a Scandinavian cabal of elitist intellectual leftists choosing the presidency of the United States of America.
Well, see, that's when you get off into what I think is weird talk, you know?
Well, you may, but I think the American people know what I'm talking about.
No, they not when it comes to the birthing thing, man. I don't think they do. 877-876-PHIL. This is John in Boston. John, go ahead.
Yes, I was listening to your point that you were making about the certificate of live birth versus a birth certificate.
Right.
I've had an
that is
ongoing
correct, yes.
discussion. Yeah, I've had an ongoing
right.
discussion with my nephew about this. There's
exactly.
a website
exactly.
that has debunked that supposedly, but I see that it's still an issue. And what do we do about, you know, how can we resolve this?
Well, what we can do is, what is your name, John?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. There's no website that debunks anything. What you can do is ask your elected representative to speak out on the floor of the Congress as to why it is these people in Scandinavia.
A cabal of leftist Scandinavian intellectuals.
Well, you know, Phil, the gentleman asked a very good question. Why are they allowed to elect our president? I would ask everyone to go to their elected representative and ask that question.
You know that would be the most asinine thing that I think anybody could stand up and ask in the Congress.
Why is that?
Because of the birther angle on this thing.
I don't care whether Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize or not. What I care about is that now the question of his birth has been wiped away by Scandinavians who, during World War II, you may be interested to know, were neutral, and then they flipped to the Nazis when they saw which way the wind was blowing. And ever since then, they've been a very suspicious and I don't think very reliable people.
You know, we're talking with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County on the Obama Nobel Prize. As a matter of fact, we've got a couple of more things we want to play here audio-wise, Larry. But you tie in Obama winning the Nobel Prize to the Nobel to his birth.
Because those of us who have worked as hard as we have, now it is at risk because a group of these Nobel, and I don't really know how they do it, they've decided to take matters into their own hands.
Well, you speak almost as if this was decided by them, that they wanted to wipe away the birther controversy by giving him the Nobel Prize.
I'm not saying that that's what they were thinking. I'm saying that that is the effect that it has had. And yes, if you were to ask me, do I trust them, the answer is no. And do I think that they are completely unrelated, I would say to you, I don't know.
Because Obama was in Copenhagen.
You know, Phil, you people love to...
No, I just... because Obama was in Copenhagen.
You know, you people love to criticize the notion that Obama might have been born in another area besides the United States. But when I give you the obvious fact that Obama was in Copenhagen and then might have traveled to Norway Because of the proximity, you don't want to believe that.
All right, we'll be back with some of the audio here, more of the audio, and more of Larry Grover, 877-876-PHIL. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, as Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County talks about Obama not deserving the Nobel Prize because he wasn't president.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. By the way, you can look at a live streaming video of our show tonight and every night at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, live streaming video as well as live streaming audio of our show. And you can hear downloads the next day of our show and hear downloads of shows, classic shows, archive shows in the past. Larry Grover with us, and we're taking your phone calls at 877-876-PHIL. Larry with Conservatives of Kern County is also a part of this effort to unseat the president based upon the authenticity of the validity of his citizenship, Larry. Now, I don't want to challenge you too much, and I want to get to some calls and more of this audio, but you don't care whether he won the Nobel Prize.
The Nobel Prize it's like the Academy Awards. It's like giving somebody a blue ribbon at the 4-H fair. It doesn't matter in the overall scheme. It doesn't mean he's done anything. If you look at the Nobel Prize, it's obvious that it was given to President Obama, if you want to call him President Obama, because they want to make sure that he appreciates them. Europeans, Phil, and this, you're going to maybe laugh at this, Europeans believe, and I think we saw evidence of that in the story about the blackface show down in Australia, Europeans think that it is special to have, and believe it or not, because I know Europeans, they think it's special to have a black friend. And if they can say that they're kissing up to a black guy,
oh, come on.
Just hear me out. Hear me out, will you?
Come on. Because he's president of the United States.
He's president of the United States, but he's a black president of the United States, and Europeans think that's chic. They think it's chic, and they couldn't... My personal opinion is they couldn't wait to give this guy the Nobel Prize. As soon as he got elected, they had him penciled in.
One of these moments, when we get a moment, I'm going to take a phone call. I want to ask you why you're so invested in this. And
well, you know what I did with Clinton during the impeachment.
No, I understand that. I just want to get the story out for our audience. 877-876-PHIL. Edward in New York, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover. What's going on tonight, Edward?
Not much. I'm listening to this show, and I can't believe what I'm hearing. I mean, you give these guys much more time than they deserve. I mean, Rush Limbaugh wouldn't do this to a liberal person on his show. But besides the point, I'm an attorney, and I got to say one thing. When a person
I'm not a liberal. You got that part wrong right there.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's let the gentleman say what he wants to say.
Exactly. When a person...
the guy's mistaken me for a liberal.
Yeah, I understand.
No,
go ahead, sir.
I'm not mistaken you for a liberal. I'm just saying Rush Limbaugh wouldn't give a liberal half a chance the way this man's giving you half a chance on his show.
Making sense. I'm making sense.
Yeah, no, you're not. But the fact is, the president has produced his birth certificate. He's produced his certificate, which is authenticated by the state of Hawaii. And the burden is upon people like you to prove it otherwise, to prove that he was not.
Understood.
It's not on Obama to prove he was. And the thing is that this has already been litigated. There have been other crackpots like you who have sued, and they have been soundly rejected by the federal courts.
But what about my larger point? You're right. You're listening. You're missing my larger point. The larger point is that if there is something to Obama not being legitimately president, we've just let a group of Scandinavians decide for us who the president's going to be.
No, the American people voted for Obama.
The
overwhelmingly.
Exactly.
The American people.
The Scandinavians. What you don't understand is that McCain was soundly defeated by the American people, and you cannot accept that. That's your problem.
You accept a cabal rank
partisanship sprinkled, and I'm sure motivated by racism as well.
I beg your pardon.
Rank partisanship. That's what I hear coming from you, sir.
What did I say that was racist?
Well, you're talking about how Europeans like to kiss up to a black guy.
Exactly.
Tell me, are you telling me that isn't true?
Exactly.
Are you telling me that isn't true?
I think Europeans appreciate Obama because he approaches Europeans with a respect that Bush never did. Okay. And that's what bothers you, that the world is accepting Obama because Obama is not Bush. He is the opposite of Bush.
Was an arrogant son of a who
just told the world, shove it.
Are you telling me that Obama, I'm not going to get into whether Obama deserves this prize. I would just ask you, if you've ever traveled in Europe, how do you deal with a European? All right, then when you sit down in a cafe, and if you sit down in a cafe in Paris, you say to the waiter, get me a bottle of, get me a beer. You don't ask because they think you're some kind of a sissy.
What are you talking about, man?
The way you deal with Europeans is you tell them what time it is.
That's not true. As a matter of fact, when you ask,
you gotta stick your finger right in their face.
Better service. I've seen Americans with your attitude get ignored because that's rude. It's rude and arrogant. And you deserve
why is it racist to me? Sir,
you
why is it? You're,
to get
are you
ignored if you treat
are you
Europeans
black?
With that kind of disdain and
exactly? Yeah,
sir.
Exactly. I think you know when I was in Paris, I saw people begging for money with their eyes cast to the ground. They don't even look at people that they're asking for money. They just have their hand. In other words, they're being very humble.
Oh, get out of here. They're humble. Are you? Is the gentleman, can I ask the gentleman from New York, are you a black man, sir?
No, I'm not. I'm an attorney.
All right.
And
all
I
right.
am not black.
But you're Hispanic.
Correct.
Would you be able to pass?
What
does that mean? Can he pass?
Can you pass black?
No.
What
I'm
does that right. mean?
Well, I would say to the gentleman, if you go to Europe, look at how they kiss up. When a black...
Okay, thank you very much for your call, Kent. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. You know, what do you mean when they pass? You know what I'm saying? Or can he pass?
Neither one of you guys addressed the... Do you remember a man by the name of... I'll never forget him. He did that, and my mother, she's here. Yeah, man. What was the name of the guy?
Yeah, man.
He played the trumpet. What is it? Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, okay, Louis Armstrong.
He went to Paris and they went wild. He showed up with the horn and that and he was African American and they went wild all over him because they think it's cool.
Look at you are attributing to the Nobel Committee a sensibility that is so juvenile. I find it difficult to understand. You're saying that these people wanted to give him the Nobel Prize because it's cool to have a black guy as a friend, and I'm telling you, for whatever reasons, their reasons were honorable. And
Phil, I'm telling you, they're trying to get in his good graces. They want to make sure that they're down. And I don't mean that in terms of a racial thing. I mean, that's the simple-minded way that Europeans think. Americans don't think that way.
No, Americans just come right out and call you the N-word, don't they?
Well, get a load of you. So you finally got it said, didn't you? Took you 3 years, but you finally got it said.
Finally got what said?
Americans just call you the N-word.
Hey, man, I grew up here in America. 877, it did take me 3 years. 877-876-PHIL. This is, hold on for just a second. Let's get over to another phone call. We have Kent in Lawrence, Kansas. Kent, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Oh, sorry, Kent. I didn't quite get you. Kent, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Even if Barack Obama was born in Kenya, his mama is from Kansas, and the only possible way that even if he was born in Kenya, that he isn't an American citizen, is if she didn't fill out the proper paperwork like John McCain's mama did, because John McCain's mama was a military woman and knew what the hell she was doing, as opposed to a 19-year-old, you know, that was, you know.
Right. Well, that's my point. So, in other words, that maybe she didn't know what she was doing.
Yeah, and okay. So she might have made a mistake. But it was a technicality, if it is true.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore. What's the gentleman's name?
His name's Kent.
Kent, It doesn't matter anymore because you just had a group of Swedes tell you who the president's going to be.
Why do you say that?
We told you who the president's going to be.
No, but there's a question. But the Swedes, order to institutionalize... get a guy out of the presidency? How do you take a man away from the presidency when he's won the Nobel Prize? You don't. It would be a public relations disaster.
I just got off the phone with another guy that was trying to start an impeachment. There's processes to take care of this situation. We are a country of law, and if
there
needs to be a change, it will be changed.
Exactly.
What Barack's trying to do. So get off his back.
I love it. Barack. And now you're on first-name basis with a guy. This is the insidiousness of what I'm talking about.
He's a peaceful man. But
he's a young boy. Here's a young man who's now all, he's all Barack this and Barack that. Did you ever call George Bush George?
I call him W. But anyway, that's his middle initial. I'd like you to continue this great fight that you're on.
Laugh it up, gentlemen.
It makes the conservatives look like fools and idiots, and I just love it.
That is a huge point that this man is making. Larry, you discredit the conservative movement.
I'm a conservative. I'm not a Republican. I'm not one of these limp-wristed Republicans that run around out there trying to get Barbara Boxer to give him a little, a little wink and a little early morning dew, if you'll pardon my expression. Because what I'm trying to do...
Watch your language, okay?
Well, something...
Just keep the good fight up, that's all I'm asking.
Young man, I'm going to keep the good fight up, young man, and you're going to find out at the end of the day when Obama's retired and then somebody finds a dusty steamer trunk in an attic in Honolulu, and it says right on there, born in Kenya, Barack Obama. You're going to remember when I said that some guy in Oslo decided Obama would be the anointed one.
Oh, that's the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. And it's been argued against every conceivable way this hour.
Which way?
We had an attorney on. We had this gentleman make the point that we're a country of law and that we have laws to deal with these things. We had on people talking about the fact that regardless of whether or not you think he belongs, he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize, he's the president of the United States.
No, I'm going at it a different way. I'm saying regardless of whether he deserves the whether he's president, I don't get... Phil...
You see, you're confused now.
No, you're confused. Obama is not the president. I don't care if he won the Nobel... And I'll tell you something. They should call it the Nobel Peace Prize, and I don't mean to be crude. Thank you.
All right, let me take one more phone call here. 877-876-PHIL. And this is Chris. Chris on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Phil. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Both you guys, I think, are missing the whole point of the way that your conversation started is about the Nobel Peace Prize. And he was in office only 2 weeks when they made this original decision. They only announced it now. 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, you knew it was coming, though. You knew it was coming.
No, but either way, 2 weeks into the whole thing, he didn't do a single thing, which he still has not done, a single thing to deserve it. But 2 weeks into it, and they gave it to him, that's where the whole point of the baloney is right there.
But the problem is you think what I'm calling in protest the Nobel Peace Prize, you think that's important. That's only important in that it now nails down Obama as president, while we have an ongoing investigation into whether or not he is the legitimate president of the United States.
I understand the Bertha thing.
Oh.
But so far, of course, you got your article.
The Bertha thing.
Your newspaper article says that he was born. Okay, yeah, here, there, and there. But still, the whole point of this whole...
Oh, you don't care, huh? So you're blowing that off?
No, I do care. If you can find that out, that's
right.
Great. Then, of course, he is. But right now, the whole story of the day is a prize that he did not deserve and did not earn. There's something going on wrong there.
I'll tell you what's going on wrong, because he went over to Europe and a bunch of blonde-haired, a cabal of the...
intellectual, elitist, leftists, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
Well, they're the ones that told this gentleman here, Chris, and you, Phil, and me, Larry, they're the ones that said, guess what? Guess who your president's going to be, whether you like it or not? Because we just gave him the Nobel Prize.
Thank you.
He hung up. He hung up. Larry Grover, guess who your president's going to be because we just gave him the Nobel Prize. I'm going to tell you, and Larry, I think, is a very good example. And I believe that Lindsey Graham said it well, and I think that a number of, I'm talking about people who are Republicans, who are conservatives. You've got to give up that birth thing, and let's move on. Obama with a Nobel Prize, I have to tell you, I haven't seen one single issue unite left and right as much as this one. From as early as 2 o'clock this very morning, I looked at commentary, I was on Twitter, I was talking to friends on Facebook, I was all over the place, and everybody, even people that supported President Obama, as I did and voted for him, are not 100% down with this. They don't get it, and they don't... All right, we'll be back. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. A little bit more to say about the Obama Nobel contretemps. And coming up, the Czar Wars are pitting the White House against congresspeople. What else is new? And we got news about one of our favorite people here in California, Tom Amiano, who heckled Arnold Schwarzenegger by telling him to kiss his faggot ass. I'm quoting directly Tom Amiano. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Eight seven seven 876 Phil, stepping over into a new realm of talk radio, the world famous Phil Henry Show, and we will continue with the discussion of Barack Obama, President Obama, and his victory in the Nobel balloting. I would tend to agree with the people who last night and on the program this hour said, "What's that about?" As a matter of fact, when I flipped on CNN, which is the official Obama network, I don't want to be a smartass, but come on, you know, if Fox is the official Tea Party network, which it is, CNN's pretty much the official Obama network. And as of 2:30 this morning, and I was just about ready to wrap up in the studio because we'd been off the air for about 90 minutes, and I forget who it was. It might have been Rance. I think Rance was still online. Oh, yeah, he did. He said to me, "You ain't going to believe this." He sends me a message. Because I had seen something that I thought was a joke. I thought it was a joke. It said, Obama wins Nobel Prize. And it was someone who had posted on Twitter. I went over to all the news sources that I have, and I didn't see anything. Which, way to do it, Reuters. Way to do it, Yahoo. Way to do it, Google. And by the way, CNN... I have your RSS feed, man. I don't know how you guys update that, but when I went over to your site, there it was. But your feed, your news feed, didn't have diddly squat about Obama winning no Nobel or Nob Prize, as Larry calls it. So when I started to look at the reaction, it was question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. I voted for Obama, question mark. I didn't vote for Obama, question mark. I might have voted for Obama, question mark. I don't vote, question mark. I'm only 3 years old, question mark. I'm dead, question. Everybody was sort of, huh? See, that's where people start to think that, and I think justifiably so, people start thinking that there's just a little bit too much ass-licking going on in the room, okay? Yes, he has achieved a remarkable thing by being elected president as the first African-American. I give him all due for that. It must have been a son of a gun to convince the power in the Democratic Party that he could do it. He would be a viable candidate. Think about that. Forget about voters. Think about all the white people in the Democratic Party that he had to convince that he'd be a good candidate, okay? So he won. And he's encountered all the problems the presidents encounter. Because I've been around for a few of them. I've been conscious enough to remember everybody from Johnson forward, and it's always some big problem. There's always something, man. Always some big international thing that's going to blow everything out of the tub. And Obama is taking it on, and he's being a man about it, and he's doing what we want our presidents to do, and we don't agree with a lot of the stuff he says, and sometimes we agree with everything he says, and, you know, but it ain't like the guy is setting the world on fire or anything. Now, this notion about how the rest of the world now respects us, I got to tell you something. What are you talking about? Where's that? Huh? We still getting pushback from the Chinese, still getting pushback from the Russians. The Iranians still hate our guts. We still got a problem with Hamas in the Middle East. Still got a problem with Hezbollah in the Middle East. We still got a bunch of Somali pirates running around. Last time I checked, we got the same problems, man, we had when Bush was here, when Clinton was here. We got the same people hating us. You want to know why? Because they're always going to hate us. You know why? Because we're always going to be America. We're always going to be America, man. I don't care who we stick in there. I'm telling you, there's something. It's obsequious. You know, it's a little, it's just, bloop, you know, put your tongue back in your mouth. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show with the Czar Wars. Woo, 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 woo.
Phil